CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We have polling that speaks to the peace process or not in Israel with the Palestinians. And we welcome to help us with this polling Itamar Marcus, founder and director of Palestinian Media Watch. Most importantly, Itamar can lead us to a publication that is available for all of you to understand the elaborate nature of this contest. The book is Deception, Betraying the Peace Process, Itamar Marcus and Nan-Jacques Zilberdick. You can find it at Amazon. We go now immediately to a poll. I'm seeing Palestinians in the West Bank, dated Wednesday, 25 August, from the Arab World for Research and Development. Itamar, a very good evening to you. First of all, the nature of this poll. You've had experience with it. It's the first time I've seen it. Is this a trustworthy pile of statistics? Good evening to you.
Hi, thank you very much. Yes, that is definitely a trustworthy polling agency. There are a few in the PA, and that is one of them.
Malcolm?
Yeah, the results of the poll that show that 70% support forming a new government. Does the 25% that doesn't, are those the people who are benefiting from the kleptocracy? And the 75% want immediate legislative and presidential elections would indicate this level of unrest. Is this really significantly different? And what does this portend then for the future?
The Palestinian Authority leadership, a long time, has lost the trust of the Palestinian population. It's been actually a few years now that 80% say that the Palestinian government is corrupt, and about 70% saying they wanted immediate elections. People don't realize Mahmoud Abbas is in the 16th year of what was supposed to be a five-year presidency, and he just refuses to call elections. He refuses to call legislative elections, and he runs the entire show. So any semblance of democracy has been destroyed by the Palestinian, by the Palestinian leadership. And the Palestinians, because they're close to Israel, they see a thriving democracy and they're jealous. So they want their leaders to have an election, a real, honest election. And that's what these polls are saying.
Malcolm, who is Marwan Barghouti to do so well in this poll? Remind us.
Yeah, well, he's in jail, and that's one thing, and he's got several life sentences that he's serving out, but he is clearly a front runner by most estimates in the polls, and it reflects the dissatisfaction with the existing leadership and some of those who pretend to be front runners to replace Abbas. But right now, Abbas is not likely, I think, by most estimates, to really hold an election soon, even though he's 86. And it's 15 years since the last election. So, Itamar, perhaps you could put into some context here why they don't want this continued security cooperation, why the rejection of, it seems, all the fundamental principles, even though they're benefiting and Israel is providing now additional loans and assistance. Did the Gaza war impact these numbers?
First, I must say something about Marwan Barghouti, because this is so significant in terms of understanding the Palestinian population's mentality. Marwan Barghouti is serving five life sentences for murdering five civilians. He actually was responsible for the deaths of many more people. He was the head of the Tanzim and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, two different terror organizations during what they call the Intifada. And many, many people were killed by him. Because he was a terror leader, in recent years, he has always led in the polls for president. Now, he is in jail, and even in jail, the Palestinian Authority will allow him to run. And the thing that has to be understood is the Palestinians are willing to vote for a person who's in jail who won't be able to run the country. He's there because he was a terror leader. There is a misperception around the world that Hamas or the Gaza population supports Hamas and supports terror, and the West Bank population supports peace with Israel and supports reconciliation. The fact is that Marwan Barghouti is more popular, this terrorist, murderer, is more popular in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. I want to say one more thing. Prior to these elections were supposed to be held on May 23rd. Mahmoud Abbas canceled them a month before. Why did he cancel them? Because all the polls showed that Hamas was going to win in Gaza and the West Bank. We were going to have a Hamas-run government. The Palestinian population support Hamas. Not only that, Hamas then ran an 11-day war against Israel. They fired missiles all over the country, primarily in the south. And after that, what happened to Hamas popularity? It went up to now three times the popularity of the so-called moderate Fatah. What we have to understand is the Palestinian population, not just the leaders. The Palestinian population supports terror. And this is a great warning sign for Israel. For any concessions that we may possibly give in the future, we will be facing in the future a Hamas running the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and the entire Palestinian Authority. And we have to take that into consideration in any negotiations with the PA in the future.
Would Hamas win now? Would Hamas win against Fatah? Okay.
Absolutely. It would be a complete wipeout election, which is why the answer to your next question, there will not be elections. Mahmoud Abbas will not call elections knowing that he will lose. And by the way, the only reason he called elections was because the United States, a new government was in the country, new administration was in the United States. The United States didn't want to give the PA money unless they were a democracy. So the United States said, we want you to have a democracy. We want you to have elections. Well, when the United States saw, and the Europeans as well, when they both saw that Hamas was about to win, they signaled Abbas that they wouldn't mind if he canceled elections. And that's exactly what he did. He canceled elections. And now the United States is rushing to negotiate with Mahmoud Abbas, who has absolutely no standing amongst his entire population. So anything the United States will agree with Mahmoud Abbas is really, really meaningless because he doesn't represent anyone.
I note that 66% of the respondents to this poll are not vaccinated. It is shocking. But here we go. Who is the successor to Mahmoud Abbas in Abbas's opinion? Does he have a succession plan, Itamar?
So that's the big question that everybody's discussing. I'll just, we have a few things to gauge possible leaders. The last Fatah election, the person who got the number of votes, the highest number of votes after Abbas, was a person named Jabril Rajoub. Jabril Rajoub was already sentenced to life in prison in Israel, and he was released in one of the prisoner exchanges. He was serving because of murder. He is a terrorist supporter, an open terrorist supporter, even until today. He got the highest number of votes in the last Fatah election. So it's very likely that he would be the person to replace. If there's a nonviolent transition within Fatah, Jabril Rajoub would, I think, in all likelihood, be the successor to Mahmoud Abbas.
Malcolm, one more
question. Along the border with Gaza. Oh, I'm sorry.
One more question. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly about Gaza, if you could. Why is Hamas organizing these demonstrations at a time when they're getting the money from Qatar? The world was looking to give them additional assistance. What's the benefit to them now, and who's pushing them to do it?
Hamas's biggest battle is not with Israel. Hamas's biggest battle is with the Palestinian Authority and for popularity. How do they get popular? By doing terror against Israel. The purpose of the terror now, and the purpose of the 11-day war, by the way, was to defeat the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah, in popularity amongst the population. And that's what they're succeeding. Were they to stop being terrorists and stop killing Israelis, they would lose their popularity. They have nothing to offer in terms of economics or anything like that. The only thing they have to offer is terror. So they will continue to highlight terror
Itamar,
as a way of becoming popular.
Itamar Marcus is founder and director of Palestinian Media Watch, author of Deception, Betraying the Peace Process, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.